Welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast, a safe space for honest, transparent, authentic, and real life gist about being a mother, African style. I am your hostess with the mostest, Berry Dakara, and I'm here to share the unique experiences of being an African mother. Thank you for tuning in. Oya, drop the kids, get comfy, and make we start. Hi everybody, welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. This is episode 42. I'm your hostess, Berry Dakara. This episode is going to feature just me sharing my thoughts and sharing my heart on some of the things that have been going on in the past couple of weeks. Or at least in the past couple of weeks, things have come to a head. I wasn't quite sure how to address everything that's been going on, and I feel like I have largely kept silent or just been quiet and trying to kind of figure out what exactly my thoughts are. Today is what, June 3rd? No, June 4th, 2020. And in the past 2 weeks, it seems like the world has reached a boiling point. And this was triggered by the most recent killing of an unarmed black man, George Floyd, in Minnesota, in the USA. If you guys are, I'm sure you know what happened. The white cop had his knee on George Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, and George died. And I think just the day before, so there was the incident with the black man, the African American man in the park, who was just bird watching, and the white American lady threatened to call the cops on him. And was going to lie to them that this guy was threatening her life and threatening her dog's life, which of course was not true. But those two things seemed to just trigger something in the air, at least here in the, well, not just here in the States, because there have been protests across the world as well. And it's been like, I don't know. It seems like things just somehow don't change. I'm hoping that now that there will be some change, you know, going forward, because the protesting, the anger, the hurt and everything is so intense right now, and I'm really hoping that things change going forward for African Americans here and black people all over the world. To be honest, it can be easy for me as an African, for us as Africans here in the States, to be like, well, it's not really quite our problem, it's the African Americans really that are being victimized, that are being killed for the most random things, that are being arrested for nothing, just for basically existing. It can be easy for us as Africans to say, well, you know, it's the African Americans, it's not us Africans. But when you're moving around, when you're walking around, driving around here in the diaspora, at least here in the US, anyone who sees you from afar is going to automatically assume that you are African American. They're not going to stop to ask you, are you African American or are you not African American? And in fact, I feel like if they ask you and you say, well, no, I'm from Nigeria or I'm from, I don't know, Ghana or South Africa, it might even be worse treatment of, well, what are you doing here? Go back to your country. So it might even be worse if you encounter someone who is hostile towards black people. So it's not just an African American thing. It affects all of us as black people. And to be honest, it's scary. It is scary. There are times when if I haven't heard from my brother, you know, after maybe a couple of days and I don't see any activity on his Instagram account, I worry that I hope he didn't have an encounter with the police for anything. This is just me, you know, I guess feeding off of what I see happen on the news. And it can be a scary thought. Us African moms that are here in the US cannot live on the premise that, well, we are different from the African Americans here. It's not possible. It's not. Because like I said, the average person who is not black will automatically assume that you are African American. So you cannot say that it's not our problem. We're Nigerians, we're Kenyans, or we're South Africans. You can't. Especially those of us here that have sons. I know that whenever you see the news, another news story of another black man being shot for no reason, it can pierce your soul with just this fear for your own sons or your brothers or even your husbands. I remember when I was pregnant with Coco, and I don't know if it was something on the news that triggered it. I don't know. I can't remember what it was. But on a particular day, I just sat and sobbed and cried my eyes out. Because I think on that particular day, maybe something happened on the news. I really don't know. But it was that there's so much evil in the world. And am I really bringing my child into this kind of world to see this kind of evil that happens? And I remember just sobbing and feeling a lot of guilt for my unborn child and feeling so bad for her that, you know, I've been making all of this noise that I wanted to get pregnant, but did I really think about it? Because there's so much pain in the world. Why would I subject my child to this? Why would I bring her into the world to see stuff like this? I remember thinking that. It's tough. Honestly, typically I keep silent about matters like this, not because I don't care, not because I don't have any feelings, or not because, well, oh, I'm African, it doesn't really affect me. I just keep quiet about stuff like this because a lot of times I'm trying to get my thoughts together, you know, and sometimes I really just don't want to overthink and overanalyze because it can put me into a depressive state, which, you know what, is silly because the people that are losing their family members, like, what do I expect them to feel like? But I think that we need to, even if you don't think it's a problem for you, I think you need to at least show empathy, at least have empathy for your brothers and sisters. Have empathy. And then for us as Nigerians right now, it's not just, at least us here in the diaspora, it's not just dealing with racism out here. There's still so much that's going on back home in Nigeria. In the past 2 weeks, there's been the young girl that was shot because of an irresponsible policeman just shooting into the crowd. This young woman lost her life. And then you have the 22-year-old that was raped and killed. She just went to church to go and study, to go and read, and she was raped and killed brutally. Brutally. I mistakenly saw the pictures. I mistakenly saw the pictures, and I can't get it out of my head. And then the young girl that was raped by 11 men. 11 men. What is going on in this world? Why is there so much evil? Why? What can we as mothers do to protect our children from ever experiencing pain like that? From ever witnessing pain like that? That's what I'm wondering now. What can we as mothers do to change things? And I'm not saying, you know, because usually there's this narrative of, oh, well, the woman is responsible for everything. The woman is responsible for teaching her children. The woman is responsible for this and that and that. Okay. I'm not saying that women must be responsible to teach men how to act or to teach boys how to act or all of that. I really believe that it comes down to both parents, of course, but this podcast really reaches mostly women. And what is on my mind now is just, what can we do? How can we affect change to combat these evils in the world? What can we do? Not just, you know, to pray, but also practically, what can we do? And honestly, sometimes I don't know. I don't know if, I think maybe every little thing that you can do helps. Every little bit helps, right? I was almost going to say that it's not as if voting is enough, it's not as if donating is enough, it's not as if preaching is enough, it's not as if talking to people and spreading awareness about different things is enough, but I think at least it's a start, right? It's at least it's a start. Do your own part. Do what you can in your own circle of influence. do what you can to teach your children to be upstanding citizens of the world. If you see any mistreatment, if you see any abuse, report it immediately. Shout it out from the rooftops if you have to. I know that sometimes it's hard. It's hard to talk about abuse. I know that it is. But sometimes that's just what you need to do. If you see it, say it. Right? I don't know. God help us. But yeah, just definitely, wherever you are in the world, do your research on racism, on sexism, on abuse. Donate to charitable organizations that are putting in the work, putting in the legwork to combat these issues. If you are prone to activism, go ahead and protest. Teach your children, teach those in your circle of influence the right things, the right ways to treat other human beings. Not sure what else to say. I'm not sure. But I guess I thank you for listening to my heart. This is definitely not the typical episode. In fact, I'm not even going to put it as... I changed my mind. It's not going to be episode 42. It's just going to be a bonus episode. But, yeah. Thank you for listening. And come back next week. I am speaking to a lady who had micro preemies next week, and I'm pretty sure you're going to really, really enjoy listening to my interview with Ola. So come back next week. I love each and every single one of you, and God bless you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Out of everything you could be doing, you chose to spend the time with me, and I am truly grateful. Please follow us on social media at Mommy Oyoyo, which is MommyOyoyo. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Feel free to send us feedback and suggestions that way or via our email at mommyoyoyo@gmail.com. Also, subscribe to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast on your favorite podcast players. Rate and review the podcast. And finally, don't keep this goodness to yourself. Share the Mommy Oyoyo podcast with your friends, your family, your coworkers, and more. The Mommy Oyoyo podcast, sharing experiences of African motherhood. Mommy Oyoyo, Mommy Oyoyo, Mommy Oyoyo. See you next time.